Welcome to your food for thought for the week from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. In 1941, Congress declared 4th of July a legal federal holiday, and today, communities across the nation mark this major midsummer holiday with parades, fireworks, picnics, family reunions, and so many more gatherings. I'm sure that you have plenty of 4th of July memories and traditions. Well, most of those typically center around food. We're all about making our holidays focused on food. So think about some of the foods that you were eating this year for your 4th of July celebration, or even just throughout the entire summer if you're having any grillings or gatherings with your family. There's a 1 in 6 chance that the beef on your backyard grill came from Texas. The chicken on your barbecue grill probably came from one of the top broiler producing states: Georgia, Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, and North Carolina. The lettuce in your salad or on your hamburger probably was grown in California, which accounts for nearly 3/4 of U.S. lettuce production. The fresh tomatoes in your salad most likely came from Florida or California, which combined produce more than 2/3 of the tomatoes in the United States. As to the potato salad or potato chips or French fries, Idaho and Washington produce about 1/2 of the nation's spuds. For some of your desserts, 6 states, California, Florida, Texas, Georgia, Arizona, and Indiana, combine to produce about 80% of the watermelons last year. So you can see, it's not just a simple, I went to my grocery store and got the food that I'm eating this weekend, or throughout the month of July, which is National Grilling Month. As we head further into summer, it's important to remember that food safety is critical during all of those family get-togethers, whether you're by the pool, lake, or just eating at your own table. So here is some food safety advice to keep you and your loved ones safe from foodborne illnesses. One of the most important tips that I can give you is to clean. I think we all learned a valuable lesson this past year about the importance of washing our hands, making sure that our food surfaces, our hand contact surfaces are clean. Bacteria can be spread throughout your kitchen and will get onto your hands, your cutting boards, utensils, the countertops, and your food. So it's important to be very vigilant about washing your hands with warm water and soap for at least 20 seconds before and after handling food. If you are buying food from the farmer's market or grocery store, we want to make sure that you're rinsing your fresh fruits and vegetables under running tap water or cleaning them with a scrub brush while rinsing. Again, this is not meaning that you're supposed to wash your fruits and vegetables with soap or any detergents, okay? Just simply rinse them off with water, and some of those maybe dirtier foods such as potatoes, which are grown in, sweet potatoes or whatever that are grown under the ground, they might have some other dirt and particles that you just need a light produce brush to scrub off. Whatever works best for you, you need to use. So making sure that you have a system to prevent cross-contamination. Maybe it's that you have one prep area for all your raw meats and one for your ready-to-eat foods. Making sure that you are keeping your foods, your cold foods cold and your hot foods hot. It could be that you're keeping all of your foods in your refrigerator or your cooler until the last possible moment that you need them. Any of your hot foods that you are putting them into the refrigerator as soon as you are done eating them. You don't want to leave them sitting out. Normally, you can have your food out for 2 hours before you need to put your leftovers in the refrigerator, eat them up or throw them away. But in the hot summer months, it goes down to only 1 hour. So there are a lot of different things that we can teach you about food safety. In fact, our next Lunch and Learn will be about food safety. we're going to kind of provide just a 101 basic introduction to food safety. And that's going to be at our Lunch and Learn on July 13th. We are still having that through Zoom. So if you're able to attend, it'll be from 12 to 1 that day, or you can always register and then we will send you the recording and the handouts and all the information afterwards. Just check us out on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram at Person Granville FCS to find out about our upcoming workshops, programs, and more about food safety this summer. This has been Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in.